You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We're updating recent stories today, including Donald Trump's request for a stay from the U.S. Supreme Court on his immunity case, action by the FCC on the use of AI and robocalls, and more misguided attempts at large-scale hand-counting of ballots. In an emergency appeal February 12th, former President Donald Trump asked the U.S. Supreme Court to freeze the special prosecutor's 2020 election case and the unanimous D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals ruling that Trump did not have immunity. Trump's lawyers argue that it would radically disrupt his campaign if he stands trial during the height of the election cycle. In a unanimous vote, the FCC announced new rules February 8th banning AI-generated robocalls, giving law enforcement more tools. The announcement follows sanctions against a Texas company which attempted to suppress turnout in the New Hampshire primary using an AI-generated voice of President Joe Biden. Wyofile News reports that Wyoming's highest election official has expressed support for a Republican proposal to give the Park County Commission the option of hand-counting its almost 17,000 ballots instead of using electronic tabulators. Secretary of State Chuck Gray campaigned in 2022, suggesting irregularities with the electronic tabulators in Wyoming's 2020 elections. Donald Trump received 70% of Wyoming's 278,000 votes. We have links to details on all these stories at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.